Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But the Muni lot, Daryl is saying, is done regardless of what happens with the Dome. That was Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, moments ago. Coming up in 20 minutes, what one opposing pitcher had to say about all the good vibes with the Cleveland Guardians. You're going to want to hear that. Somebody that we recently faced. And at 9 o'clock, Chris Fedor will join the show. Make that 9:20. Chris Fedor will join the show with the latest on the Cavs and Jared Allen. Anthony Lima, Danny Cunningham in. We just had Daryl about the Muni lot. Now, Danny, you're from Cleveland, right? Born and raised?
Yes.
So I imagine growing up, you've had plenty of experiences in the Muni lot.
So not honestly, not really. Like, I've spent more tailgating time in the pit on West 3rd than I have the Muni lot. And you know, most of my adulthood, I've been going to games with a credential, so it hasn't exactly been a giant tailgating experience because I haven't gone to many games with a ticket. So I'm a bad example here.
Oh, and you've been in the Muni lot?
Been there a few times and make my rounds.
And you've been to other stadiums in other cities,
yes,
notably Kansas City.
Yeah.
How does the Muni lot stack up when it comes to game day environment?
I mean, it's tough. I think... So in Kansas City, the tailgating is a giant. It's a giant parking lot. They have Kauffman Stadium and Arrowhead. They share this huge area, and it is not near town anywhere. Right, it's out by itself. So I've done tons of tailgating there, and they will, you know, Kansas City will say they're the best tailgating because of the barbecue. Cleveland obviously thinks they're the best tailgating. I've tailgated in Pittsburgh. I think the Muni lot is probably the most well-known portion of Cleveland tailgating. I don't know that it's necessarily the best.
Whoa.
I love the bar hopping here.
I do too. Obviously, as I got older, I love the bar hopping too.
Because and then it's not something you get in every other town because of their location.
And obviously, if they build that dome and the facilities around it, the hopping will be very patriot place,
right?
Like it.
You're going to get hopping. It's not going to have the same feel.
No, it's not. Obviously, the one thing I will say for the Muni lot, and we're going to go to the phones here, 216-474-0092. The Muni lot was long established for me as a kid. My parents took me to the Muni lot and I could not believe it. I could not believe the stuff I saw. So it was always chiseled in at a very early age.
Right.
Like, this is very unique, and this is different. Now, look, tailgating's not unique. It's everywhere. Down at Ohio State, they tailgate right outside the rotunda.
Right.
You know, and that's awesome, too.
If there's football, there's tailgating.
Yeah. That's why the NFL always mandates you have to have, and Daryl's been all over this, you have to have a certain amount of surface lot around the stadium. They know that if they lose the tailgating around the NFL, they will lose a part of the product.
Yeah.
They really will. Like they give credit to the NFL. It's one thing they understand. So the Muni lot's always been a fabric.
It's
a part
of the
culture.
Fabric. It's part of football 100%. Culture.
100%. And what I also have loved, and since a kid you see this, the people that have been there, the vets that have been doing this for 30 plus years and go back to the 80s, they have generated more wealth over time too, you could tell, because they're tailgating closest to the stadium, closest to East 9th. They have everything. They have the lobster, they have the steak, and they have the campers, and nice campers that have really been worked on and transformed. And then as you go back, it gets younger and younger and younger. And I love it. September, when the sun is out, when it is warm, when it's the home opener, that place, good luck if you're not there by 8:30 or 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. You got to be in line at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And we would. We would be there every year by, I mean, I'd get there at 5 a.m. because we were throwing a party every year. And whether or not we'd make it to the game was definitely in jeopardy. But what did I just say? Whether we make it to the game.
Yep.
The Haslams don't make money off you going to the Muni lot.
Yeah.
That is just the reality.
They don't get the revenue from those parking spaces.
And they wouldn't. We would buy all our alcohol. We would set up on the satellite TV. We would set up a monitor. We'd watch the game from the parking lot.
You didn't get blacked out?
Well, like physically blacked out or...
Both. TV blacked out.
By the way, that was never easy to try to figure out the coordinates and to try to make sure you were high enough in the air. That was always a disaster. I think one year, my buddies paid a guy that worked for the company to, on his off day, come down and make sure that we had the game.
Because they're professionals.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
That is what they do. So we spared no expense.
Side hustle.
But Daryl is telling you, either way, the Muni lot is going to be out. Gerald in Brecksville, how do you feel about that news from Daryl Ryder?
Well, Daryl's reports on the negotiations are certainly interesting. But if you're going to concentrate on the Muni lot, the consideration for the city of Cleveland, which I understand, Mr. Serrato, you may have more insight on this, but the mayor still wants the dome complex in the city of Cleveland. Brook Park, you know, I keep harping on the fact that, you have to look
at... Everybody wants it in Cleveland, but where's the space for it, though, Gerald?
Well, the space is there. That's what they said about Gateway. Oh, where are we going to put it? Where is it now?
Enlighten us.
Well, it has transformed Prospect, Euclid Avenue, that whole area from what was basically a slum.
Yeah, no, I know the current map and how it lays out.
Why are you being
where
mean
would
to
you
Gerald?
Put it at
Gerald,
now?
I want to apologize. I don't know why Owen's being confrontational like this. It's a Friday. We're supposed to have feel good vibes.
I mean, I could be more than confrontational too.
Go ahead,
Gerald.
Well,
where are you putting it?
You have to look at the...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You said that, Cleveland can't keep the lights on in the schools. That's not really going to help too much, putting it in Brook Park instead of a centralized location downtown.
All right, Jill, thank you for the call.
Yeah, the whole point, though. I think the Haslams want it to be in Cleveland proper as well. It's just there isn't a spot for it right now unless you razz the current stadium and then build it, and that means the Browns are leaving Cleveland for a couple years to get a new
site that clearly, I'm guessing, this is just
the post office one?
Not that one. My conjecture on what happened at, 18th and Lakeside that area extended. My guess is there were some holdouts. Yeah. And you have to obtain the land like this.
Right. And all of it.
The city can only do so much to strong arm. And there are some very wealthy real estate owners in that area, too, who are like, all right, yeah, let's play ball. And the Haslams were just like, you know what?
It's too much.
We have this in Brook Park. For whatever reason, I think that the site just outside of Tremont in downtown over by the post office, that was going to be a logistical nightmare for ODOT and the roads and to get people in and out. Yes. I think they were really worried about that.
Right off of Broadway.
Yeah, this and what that would do to Tremont and the adverse effects just all around that entire area. It would be, what I was told, that would be a disaster. Whatever. Either way, it just seems like obviously the Haslams are pushing for the Brook Park scenario. I will tell you this. From the conversations I've had with people that would be in the know, the marketing campaign from the Browns will be, and I quote, this project pays for itself.
Of course it will be.
I know people will roll their eyes at that. We have not seen the plans. We have not seen the financing.
The legitimate plans.
The bond issues, how that's going to work. When they say pays for itself, what does that mean? I'm going to keep an open mind for now. The cynical side of me says, okay, we'll see.
Right.
But they haven't pitched it yet, or we have not heard that yet. So I guess we're still in a wait and see.
So when do you think this switched from a leverage play, these plans in Brook Park, to being the most likely reality?
Because
a long time it felt to me like this was always just a leverage thing to try and strong arm the city of Cleveland into giving the Browns what they want. But now it does, to me, feel as if this is now the most likely outcome. And I didn't always feel like that.
I know. I don't understand how we got to the point where there were
We
only got two choices right off the bat. Like in Chicago, they went through the process of here's what we would do. Is Soldier Field not going to be a legitimate option anymore? Are we going to, Arlington Heights or wherever it is?
Yeah, the racetrack. Yeah.
Then all of a sudden we get this on the lakefront proposal, and then people are saying that's not viable. You don't have parking. Where's the parking for any of that? The NFL mandates a certain amount of parking. You do not, just having public transit, that's great. Yeah, Chicago has better public transit than we do in Cleveland. What doesn't Chicago have? I mean, they want a viable parking avenue down there, and they don't have it. Let's go back to the phones. Jim in Strongsville, go ahead.
Hey, listen, guys. You know what? I think the way we got to this point is when you think about it, you're talking about the Black Oxide site, the post office. Look, at the end of the day, I just don't think the city of Cleveland had what the Haslams were looking for in building this thing. I mean, think about it. You come up with a solution. There really isn't one that makes sense downtown, and I think they've done all the due diligence and looked at that and said there isn't. But I'll speak to this. Like, my wife and I got season tickets maybe 6 years ago. Look, I like going down to the Browns games. We fell in love with the tailgating. I'm not even going to lie to you. The tailgating is like 60% of like what I look forward to on a Sunday. And I've done everything from West 3rd down where you guys are at to I've been down at the Longshoremen's Union office. I've been to Burke. I've been to, you know, Mass, well, different bars, wherever. You know what I mean? So there were always a lot of options. But at the end of the day, the problem was when you get into those late December games, early January games, those are miserable to be outside. And you know what? Those are instances where this new stadium with these new venues and places, that's just be like, okay, let's go down there and let's just get inside and we'll drink inside. This offers the best solution. And everybody was against that rendering. I thought that rendering was, I don't know if it's going to be exactly like that or how close. That thing was awesome. I don't know. What's there not to like about that? It looks like a giant field house.
Well, you're not going to get, thank you, Jim. You're not going to get anybody.
And I will
anybody
say,
to ever agree on something stylistically, aesthetically, architecturally, you're just not going to get people to ever agree on that.
I will say modeling it after U.S. Bank Stadium, I do think is a good idea. I lived in Minneapolis for a little bit. The place is beautiful.
It's a beautiful
building
place,
is awesome.
Yeah.
It
also
works
tucks
well.
Right downtown, and it's
right. It's they have a what I think is a better location for that building than we do in Cleveland, especially with Minneapolis being a bigger city than Cleveland is. But that building itself is a great one to be modeled after.
All right, 216-474-0092. Good perspective there, Danny, because you know people haven't been to all the stadiums. They have been to Indy. They've been to Ford Field.
And now Houston. Those are awesome, too.
Browns fans, we have taken over those stadiums, and Browns fans have come back almost in unanimous support, like, we need one of these. At least the ones I talked to, the ones that have been able to travel, and congratulations on all their success. When we come back, boy, we had somebody that just faced off against the Guardians lineup, and he has very, very interesting things to say, positive things to say about the state of the Cleveland Guardians, even after last night's rubber match loss to the Astros. And what are they thinking about doing on special teams in Pittsburgh, and how might that apply to the Cleveland Browns? All straight ahead on Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.